Tennessee has been getting name-dropped during the debate over whether the island of Puerto Rico should become the 51st state. That's because of a move that Tennessee forefathers took more than two centuries ago. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez explains.
Those who want statehood for Puerto Rico are explicit. They'd like to follow what's known as the Tennessee Plan. More than 200 years ago, Tennessee was still a territory, and its early settlers were impatient, hoping for Congress to start their process towards statehood. So leaders declared the territory a state, the people voted in favor, a government was formed, and a constitution written. Then the trick was to persuade Congress to make all those moves official, and that did happen. Since then, six other states have used this aggressive method to move towards statehood. Puerto Rico wants to be the next. Earlier this month, island residents voted in favor, despite a ballot process that was messy and that had scant turnout. But those in favor are running with the results, basically continuing with the tactic of fake it till you make it. NBC News reports that a delegation of seven, meant to resemble two senators and five House members, will petition Congress and lobby for support, just like Tennessee did. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.